from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
The Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, and we are joined by the incomparable, our sports director, Jeff Hathorn, on the Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Good morning to you, Jeff. How you doing, bud?
Good morning, gents. How are you?
Oh, we are just peachy, my friend, and we'll go 30,000 to start things off, but Bucko fever, Jeff, you got it? I mean, are you believing? 2 weeks ago, they were four games under 500, and now it seems like the world's their oyster, and they kind of have this team of destiny feel, especially when Nick Gonzalez is up at the plate. So I ask again, are you believing? Yeah. Bucko fever.
Yeah, I mean, this should tell you a little bit about Bucko fever. This should be happy Camp Eve, but it's happy Skeens Day.
Man,
that's the feeling around town right now. And that's kind of awesome. I mean, they could both coexist, but it's still about games. It's still about the Pirates being a half game out of a playoff spot. And to your point about Nick Gonzalez, and Doran, you know this, I mean, there's some athletes that, you know, you talk about that slow heartbeat that just, that don't let the moment become too big for him. And man, this guy didn't make the team out of spring training. He didn't sulk. He went down, he worked. And when he's come up here, like, the moment hasn't been too big for him. And in fact, the big moments have been just right for him. And without him, I mean, yeah, Skeens has been huge. There have been other guys, Reynolds, obviously. But without Gonzalez, they're not in this spot.
Jeff, if we look back and we're at the end of the season – and we love our big stories. We know Skeens is a big story. You know, obviously, 1-1 pick. We don't have to get into that. We know what he is. Reynolds in June, he was a huge story of the hitting streak. But do you think we'll look back and say the biggest story might be Luis Ortiz at the end of the season and what he has done pitching for the Pirates?
It might be, depending on, you know, what his role is moving forward. But yeah, he stabilized a rotation that needed it. And, you know, there's another guy. He got demoted to the bullpen. He just worked on things. He took those experiences and he kept working that, okay, if I get another shot, I'm going to be ready. And he did it. He did everything he needed. And man, when he got that shot, he's like, I'm not letting this go. Like, you're going to look foolish if you take me out of this rotation because I'm pitching so well. Ortiz has been, and Ortiz is just finding the plate. It's like, he's always had the stuff. You always saw it. It's just he didn't find the plate enough. Now he's eliminated those walks, and, man, look at the pitcher he's become.
Is this a circumstance thing just based on the Phillies catcher taking one off the hand, something they see with the Cardinals? Or do you think the Pirates went into the All-Star break thinking, okay, how do we improve this club with what we have here internally, and we're just going to be more aggressive running the base paths, stealing bases in the second half? Do you think this is something we're going to see more of? Double steal on Friday, three stolen bases last night.
Yeah, there is this kind of aggressive mentality with the team. I think situationally always plays into these things, but you know, and that's going back to Gonzalez for a second. I mean, that's part of the reason that he's successful. Like, he doesn't sit and wait for pitches. He goes right after it.
Yes.
He doesn't allow the count to get too deep. He goes forward, and it's, you know, it's something you kind of waited for, like a Sawinski and other guys, like, hey, quit taking so many damn pitches. Just hunt a first pitch. But yeah, you have seen more aggression, and this team has responded. I don't think you're going to see them, you know, go crazy stealing bases all the time, but there is a definitely aggressive mindset. And there's that feeling, especially yesterday before the game in the room, like, they know where they're at. They know that, you know, this is something they've been working for, and that most of the guys in that room beyond Kutch hadn't really been in this position. Like, they're embracing it. They're enjoying the moment, but it hasn't been too big for them.
Jeff, Joey Bart has been a pleasant surprise whenever they acquired him early on in the season. I think he was the second pick of the draft whenever, maybe 2018, I can't remember, but he was a top three pick. With his emergence, could you see the Pirates moving on from Henry Davis? Do you think that Henry Davis's time is just about up at this point? Because Andy Rodriguez is coming back next year too.
Right. I mean, I don't know about moving on right now, but it put some pressure on Henry. Like, hey, like, to your point, we got Indy coming back. Joey's starting to hit the ball. And it might be Henry's like, hey, is there another position you guys might like need me to play, or something else that I could do? Because the catching situation, not that he's been bad, but yeah, there's some heat on him now to like, hey, I need to start doing something. Or he might be one of those guys, and I've heard nothing to this point, I'm just throwing this out here, that even if he has a good couple of months in AAA, this might be one of those change of scenery guys. When you're looking about off-season moves, maybe Henry is part of a package somewhere else, and where someone believes that they could take that kind of talent and make it something with their team.
Jeff Hathorn, our sports director, joining us here on the Fan Morning Show. Jeff, keep Brian Hayes, man. I thought he was turning a corner going into the All-Star break, and he grounds into that double play the other day on a 3-0 count, grounds into another double play yesterday. I don't know how to ask it other than this. Are they just stuck with him for the time being? Like, you can't plug Triolo in. What's he going to do? He's got a lower OPS than Key Brian Hayes. I doubt you'll find a taker for Hayes at the deadline. You just throw him out there every day and hope he turns it around?
Yeah, hope isn't a great plan, but I think you're right. And you kind of, hey, before the All-Star break, he had three straight multi-hit games.
Right.
Even if they're mostly singles, you think, okay, if Hayes starts going, like, this offense is really going to turn. But yes, I think, you know, you throw him out there and hope that he has an August like he did last year and a September like he did last year, that somehow it clicks, because, you know, you don't have better options. In AAA, there's a guy in Malcolm Nunez who's never sniffed the majors. Do you want to bring him up when your team is in a playoff chase? Brian still gives you really good defense. You just hope you get something out of that offense. And, you know, and listen, the last couple of games still shows that as great as this run has been, there's still some deficiencies on offense. And there's still, you know, a week out of the deadline. I think Pirates obviously could go and get a bat or two and really fortify this lineup.
Jeff, it's been very quiet. It's been very, very quiet. And we brought you on last week and I asked you this question, and to get and to gauge your temperature around the situation. And I do wonder what it is right now on Tuesday, July 23rd. Sidney Crosby still hasn't signed a contract. I asked you this last week, and you're like, I'm aware, I'm not worried, but, you know, I think that they'll get it done. You know, it's another week that has gone by, and there has been crickets around Sidney Crosby. Are you getting worried a little bit now?
Not quite yet. If we go past August 7th, because his birthday, with the way he thinks, might just be the perfect time to announce something. We get past that date, then I'll start worrying a little bit. But yeah, I mean, we're talking about second best player in franchise history, one of the all-time NHL greats, and you'd love to see this thing wrapped up. I'm not going to get too terribly concerned, but to your point, Doran, like every day that goes by, it's like, okay, what's up with Sid? And I was talking to somebody yesterday who covers the Penguins, and he's like, it was kind of a similar mentality. Like, let's get past his birthday, given all of his superstitions with 8-7. And if they still, or you don't hear that anything's happening, then I think, you'd be a month out of training camp. Concerns should be ratcheted up a little bit.
I feel like we need to ask you a training camp question.
Yeah, tomorrow.
Yeah. So if you were me right now, Jeff, what question would you ask you?
Do you worry that anybody's going to be holding out, or is somebody going to show up in a helicopter tomorrow? I don't. I think everybody will show up to camp. I will be curious on Thursday. Like, what does Cam Hayward do? Is he going to be a hold in? Will he go through practice? And we haven't heard at all this offseason from Najee. Like, what's his mindset? I think he kind of, forget us, I think he owes it to the fans to let them know, like, hey, man, where's your head going into this year? And the fact that they didn't pick up your option, and what do you think about this offense? So hopefully we hear from him tomorrow. That's the one guy you kind of circle that, hey, come on, Najee. Like, people want to know, like, what you're thinking right now.
No doubt about it. All right, last thing here for you, another training camp question, Jeff. The wide receiver core they enter on Thursday with, will that be the same wide receiver core they break camp with?
No. I don't know if he'll be a monster splash, but I think they'll at least add somebody to the mix. I do believe stories that they want to. They would try to get a guy like Ayuk, but the cost, the competitors, the fact that, the Niners, this they may be trying to play a long game with them. But no, I think they're going to bring at least somebody in during camp. They'll probably give these guys a couple of days, see how it plays out. But, we've seen it with middle linebacker. We've seen it in the secondary previously, where they've brought in guys that are either released or might just be sitting on the sidelines right now. So I think they'll be in at least another body in there.
Jeff, thank you for your time. Get that sunscreen ready, bud.
Let's go. But first, it's tonight.
Oh, it's game day. Mm-hmm. Let's go. Mm-hmm. All right, bud. Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate your time as always.
Thanks, Jeff.
Take care. Jeff Hathorn, our sports director. It is 7:13. Time to stop blindly paying those increasing auto and home insurance premiums. Contact the Buell Insurance Agency in Gibsonia and see what they can do for you. A lot to react to from that conversation, which we will do next. Are you smarter than a plumber at the...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Bottom of the hour. Are you smarter than a plumber? Coming up in the next segment, and then we are continuing our Steelers offensive breakdown. We'll be doing it at the 50-minute mark of every hour. We got wide receivers and tight ends coming up at 7:50. Our thanks to Jeff Hathorne for joining us in the previous segment. If you want to get in on the conversation, you can on Twitter, @_AdamCrowley, @ScoreAndDoran, @Callis_33. You can follow us on Twitter. Brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. One thing he said right off the bat was, yeah, Steelers training camp, report date tomorrow, and the big story tonight is Skeens Day. For all the hullabaloo this offseason for the Steelers, like these last two offseasons have been two of the biggest, really in franchise history, transformative. Do you feel like we're going into this thing and it's kind of the forgotten story right now?
No doubt.
It's so quiet for Steelers camp, man. And I realize we drive conversation in this town, in this station. We're the station of note for sports in this town. We drive the conversation, but I think we also have a good pulse of the people. We talk about what you want us to talk about, what we think is going to rate well. We have not done as much Steelers in the last month as we usually do.
I think that, like you said, we have the pulse of what people want to hear. And I think that we also have the pulse right now of, we just need to see it. You know, like, we've talked about Justin Fields. Man. We've talked about Russell. We've talked about the receiver spot. We've talked about corner. We've talked about all these things. And, I mean, I think it's just time for us to just let it breathe so we can actually see what's happening. Now, it's going to get exciting. It's definitely going to get exciting. There's going to come a point in the next about month where we're like, okay, like, here we go.
Yes.
Because we're going to actually see something. I'm just so anxious to see what it's going to look like.
Do you think it's the Kenny Pickett thing? Like, we saw it look so good last year that we can't even drum up the fake stuff this year to be like, oh, that okay, too. Russell Wilson, I can't wait. Well, what's it really mean?
That too.
Like,
that
Justin Fields can't wait to see. Well, Kenny Pickett had a perfect passer rating.
Yes, fool me once, okay.
Yeah. Like, yeah,
that whole saying there, I think that might have a little bit to do with it. But still, you know, there's only so many ways that we can drum up the excitement that, you know, we've already drummed it up.
Yeah.
We've been drumming it up, and you can only go so far until you actually have to see the product. And just seeing them on the field and playing or practicing, for those of you that are going up to Latrobe to watch, it'll be different because you're going to actually see what they got.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're not going to see the whole present, but you'll be able to see what they got. You'll be able to see some wrapping paper, and you'll be ready to roll. So right now, Skeens is priority because we're in the thick of it, and we know how important every single game is. You're in the thick of something that could be very, very exciting, and he's a proponent of that. You just know that they're going to take one. They have to take it one game at a time, so we're going to be hanging on the edge of our seat as the season goes on with the Pirates.
Yeah, if they were out of it, I think I'd be more excited about Steelers camp.
Yeah.
But now it's like, all right, can the Pirates be in it at the deadline? Which it looks like, yeah. What are they going to do with the deadline? And so I think I'll get super jazzed when the first preseason game comes right. around. And it's not to say I'm not excited at all, but it's way on the back burner for me.
Mm-hmm.
It's way on the back burner. Speaking of which, to get into a Pirates topic that we brought up to Jeff, Key Brian Hayes and all of his struggles. I saw Pony ask this. I was thinking about this the other day. Key Brian Hayes, is it as bad a contract as we got going in Pittsburgh sports right now? Now, my answer to that is no. But he's on the Mount Rushmore of bad contracts right now.
What are some other ones?
Ogunjobi takes the cake for me.
Yeah.
Now, the difference is the Steelers are always going to spend to the cap. The Pirates earmarked this guy, Key, as one of the cornerstones to build around. That's why they paid him. And when they pay a guy and then he doesn't perform, that's bad.
Yes.
But they got two out of three. They got Reynolds, who they've paid him $100 million, which for them is a ton. But in baseball, he's outperforming that contract. Mitch Keller, I think you can make the argument right now, is outperforming his contract. So two out of three, you know, that's really not that bad. That's mm-hmm. That's what Meatloaf said, Doran.
Mm-hmm.
So Key's contract, no good because he can't hit. His OPS is lower than 600. But Larry Ogunjobi is just like an empty uniform, and I was expecting a lot more. And then the other one that came immediately to mind was Adam Graves. Now, we only saw him for 1 year, but holy cow, was he awful, and he's locked up for a long time. So those would probably be my three. I don't know if I'm missing anyone at 412-928-9370. You could text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. But those, yeah, those would be my three.
Would Tomlin be on that list? Kind of just like kind of scraping the list because you know that he's going to be here. They're not going to fire him. You know that even if he does not have winning seasons and it's kind of mediocre like it has been, like he's going to be here. Would he be, like, scratching the surface as, like, the fourth spot?
If we open it up, then yeah. If we open it up to not just players, then yeah.
Right.
Because you're paying a guy to just be okay and keep you hashtag in the hunt. Yeah, I think you can include him in that if you want to broaden it. And really, up until, like, the last 2 weeks, we don't know what Derek Shelton's making, but they signed him to a contract extension after April last year. And, I mean, he still has not given you results. Like, he hasn't finished a season above 500. Now, a lot of that doesn't have to do with him. It has to do with what's built up around him. But they gave him a contract when I don't know that they necessarily needed to give him a contract. And because they bought high on him at the time, it's probably not, you know, super cheap. But I can't tell you the exact figures on that.
Mm-hmm.
Key, though, I said it to Jeff and we talked about it earlier. I just think they're stuck with him for now. They all of a sudden, I thought he was turning it around before the break. He's clearly the same guy he was. And I just don't think you can get rid of them until the offseason, and they have no better internal options.
No.
And I doubt that they're going to trade for a player over him when you have gaping holes at center field and in your outfield. I just think they're going to roll his ass out there every single day. Every day.
And just hope.
And just hope that he turns it around and can catch lightning in a bottle and can find a couple of weeks or a month or two of being a guy that can at least hit for a higher average. But they're stuck with him for now. And that stinks because I had a lot of high hopes. We all did
yep.
have high hopes for him. And he doesn't have to hit that well for his contract to be worth it because he's only making 875 or whatever it is. And he is the best defensive third baseman in baseball. You get a 700 OPS, that's a good contract. Maybe he is the worst because he can't even live up to that.
No.
Where he's one less. Aspect of his game is so good and he still can't live up to the contract.
And he hasn't even been that good in the field. Not well, as good as he usually is.
Yeah, he still leads the league in defensive run saves for third base, but the start of the season was brutal.
Brutal, yeah.
By his standards, absolutely it was. All right, coming up next, are you smarter than a plumber? We'll get into our Steelers tight end and wide receiver breakdown at 7:50. And we want you to come back with us after the break. We want you to come back with us after every break. Do not be a statistic. Get your heart checked by the experts at UPMC. Just saw this stat on my timeline. The Pirates are 32-19 in games started by Paul Skeens, Jared Jones, Mitch Keller, and Luis Ortiz. Pirates now 7 games over 500 since the Skeens and Nick Gonzalez recalls.
I wonder if you add Falter to that, what it would be. Probably be, I mean.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Right?
Pretty good. If you take basically Martin Perez and Quinn Priester out of the equation, then they're a very, very, very good baseball team.
Yeah.
And you really grade them on that, don't you? Like what they've been since you add the best pitcher in baseball to your staff, that's really who you are, and they're seven games over. And again, we don't want to sleep on Nick Gonzalez. All right, but we got to get our attention here on our guy, Southside Jake. It's another edition of Are You Smarter Than a Plumber? Southside Jake with us now. Good morning, Jake. How we doing, bud?
What's up, boys? How we doing?
We are outstanding. Hit us. Hit us. Let's go.
We're ready to compete.
Roll.
Yep.
Right before the segment started, Doran looks me in the eye and he goes, let's get this win.
Uh-huh.
So we're feeling it.
Hey, real quick, before I get started, I have a quick testimonial. You know, I was in my office yesterday, and, you know, throughout the day, people stop in, you know, customers or whatnot. Guy walks in. And, you know, I greet him. Hey, I'm Jake. How can I help you? Blah, blah, blah. He's like, are you the guy from the band morning show?
Let's go.
I listen every Tuesday. So, guys, radio works. I can't say it enough.
Let's go.
I love it.
Let's go.
But, all right, let's get on to the questions here. Oh, man, I have a good feeling about this one today. For me, not for you guys.
Rip it, baby.
All right. 14 days prior to a Major League Baseball being used in a game. How is it stored?
In the humidor, right?
Boom. You got it. Let's go.
Look at that. It's like a cigar.
Man, you were quick.
They treat baseballs like a cigar? I did not know that.
Yep, I figured you were going to have that one, Doran. No. I know you are a big stogie guy.
Oh, no. I'm Southside Jake. I'm feeling really good about this.
Yep.
Please, let's go. Softball cracked right out of the park. Humidor.
Yeah, I got to throw you a bone here or there. You know that. Come on.
That's true. We always do start fairly confidently.
Nah, that was a good one, honestly. Great job. All right, shifting gears here. Olympics. Team USA, what men's professional basketball player holds the record for the most medals with Team USA?
Are you laughing back there, Callis? What do you got?
What was that noise?
It has to be LeBron James.
It's not LeBron, but I'll give you another shot at it.
Oh, man.
Larry Bird.
No. Kind of a modern era player, guys.
Kobe.
Just in the past 20 years.
Kobe.
No. Jeez. So the answer is Carmelo Anthony.
What? Oh, man. He is Mr. Olympics.
Four medals. Three golds and one bronze.
We don't talk about the bronze. All right, so we're 1-1 here. This will break the tie. This is for all the marbles.
The rubber match. Let's go. And I want Callis in on this one because he's the baseball guy, right?
So he says, yeah.
All right. We all know what it means to hit for the cycle, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Who was the last Pirates player to hit for the cycle?
Well, I remember distinctly, he was not the last one, but I remember distinctly that Darryl Ward hit a cycle. I think the answer is Daniel Vogelbach, though. I think Daniel Vogelbach hit for the cycle with the Pirates, and if not, he did it immediately with the Mets upon being traded. But I recall a Daniel Vogelbach cycle. Do we have any other guesses before we make an official guess here?
Thought it was Jason Kendall, but...
No, because Darryl Ward hit one more recently than Kendall did.
It's 2005, then.
Yeah. My cat ran away.
It wasn't Vogelbachers, no.
My cat ran away and then came back that night whenever he hit the cycle. Remember it very vividly, Darryl Ward. Do we got a better guess?
I like Darryl Ward. It wasn't Vogelbach.
It could have been Vogelbach.
It wasn't.
All right.
It wasn't Vogelbach.
Son of a...
You know... We're gonna have to get some inside information on this one because my sources tell me that it was Jason Kendall in 2000.
There you go.
There's no way that's right. I love you, but there's no way.
We're gonna look that one up.
Yeah, Darryl Ward, Pirates cycle.
Yeah, look it up. You got the computer. You cheat all the time.
Ward hit it. Well, wait. My man's coming in here with fraudulent questions. Ward hit it too. Ward hit a two-run double in the first, an RBI triple in the fourth, golfed a three-run homer in the fifth, and singled in the ninth. He was the first Pirates player to hit for the cycle since Jason Kendall on May 19, 2000.
All right, guys, I'm not perfect. Come on.
There we go. That was in 2004. There's got to be more recent Pirate cycle than that, though.
Does John Jaso
have look at that.
Jaso.
2000 was Jason Kendall.
Pittsburgh Pirates history, the cycle. John Jaso had one. Yeah.
What year?
2016.
Yeah. So way to really suck there, Southside Jake.
Yeah,
you know who wins? Nobody, including the listener. We've all lost.
Yes.
Thank you for your time, buddy.
I'm going to have to vet my sources a little bit harder next time.
That's true. Mm-hmm. Well, they got this thing on the internet called Google.
Yeah,
perhaps
the source
you could
is
ask
you.
Jeeves. Yeah, what are you doing
Jeeves.
Here? Maybe give Jeeves a call.
I'm like a typical radio personality. Sometimes sources don't come through. And, you know, you can't be perfect. You can't be blamed for that. Well,
typical radio personality. I have a source. The source is me.
Yes, the source is just me. Thank you for your time, Jake. We'll talk to you next week, buddy.
All right, boys. Have a good one.
Thanks, Jake.
See you. Southside Jake. I'm going to do some more Jeeves asking during the break, and we'll find a list of Pirates cycles in team history.
I already found a bunch.
All right, well, we'll do it coming up next. And we've also got our preview of the Steelers wide receivers and tight ends. That tremendous segment, our baseball coverage on The Fan, presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile, and you can get a ton of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. 50-minute mark on The Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Coming up in 10 minutes, we want you to answer a Pirates question, and the best call will win a pair of tickets to something awesome. We'll tell you about that. Last segment went off the rails, total train wreck. I don't know what I was thinking about with Daniel Vogelbach.
Yeah, I didn't remember that.
Yeah, it's because it never happened.
Right.
John Jaso, the last Pirate to hit a cycle. Hit for the cycle back in 2016. Darryl Ward before that in 2004. Jason Kendall in the year 2000. Now, we get back into our Steelers position-by-position previews. Heading into training camp. It's here, Thorne. Let's go. And this one's got a near and dear place in your heart. And it is tight ends and wide receivers. But I want to start at wide receiver. Let's say the Steelers don't get Brandon Ayuk. They don't add to the wide receiver room. And let's omit Pickens and Freiermuth. Who will be the next Steelers leading receiver in terms of receptions? If it's not, if we take those guys out, so who will be third on the Steelers in receptions this year?
Roman Wilson.
I'm going to say Jaylen Warren, but that doesn't really fit with my own prompt
right
there.
Yeah, he's not a receiver.
I would agree with Roman Wilson.
Yeah.
Don't make that attitude.
I mean, but you said okay, receivers, and then you want to add a running back of receptions.
I do think it's Roman Wilson, though. Yeah. Like, they have big plans for him. I just don't know that he's going to start day one and be great. But about halfway through the season, I bet you he's one of their bigger impact players. Could see him be a huge possession down guy. And really, at least you can get excited about him and not the Van Jeffersons of the world.
Like, Van Jefferson, like, he'll do okay.
Mm-hmm.
But he's not going to break open a game. Like, he's not going to have a game where he has over 110 yards.
Mm-hmm.
He's not going to have that game. Roman Wilson, he might.
Yes.
He might at some point. So, yeah, Roman Wilson, I think that they're going to try to get him up to speed as fast as possible so he can be a threat at the receiver position.
Calvin Austin III had 17 catches last year for 180 yards and one touchdown. If I set the over-under for Calvin Austin at 35 catches for 350 yards, do you go over or under?
Over. I think Russell Wilson looks at Calvin Austin as a Tyler Lockett type. And I think he's going to use him, and he's going to get comfortable with him. And I think he likes having that smaller, faster receiver in his offense. He's going to get utilized a lot, and I think he goes well over 35 catches.
Pat Freiermuth, career high in touchdowns, was 7 in 2021. Over, under 7 touchdowns for the Penn State product.
Over. Russell Wilson, 20 touchdowns in the red zone last year. And only one interception. I don't know what their tight end was. Who was their tight end? I don't know who their tight end was, but I would like to look into a break and see what he did last year. But Pat Freiermuth is going to be the number one target in the red zone, and he's going to have well over 7 touchdowns this year.
63 catches, the most we've ever seen from Pat Freiermuth in 2022. Over, under?
Over.
Agreed. 732 receiving yards. The most that Pat Freiermuth has ever had. Over, under?
Under. He'll be efficient whenever he catches the ball.
So he'll be more of a red zone threat?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. He'll score a lot of touchdowns, but he's not going to be, you know, working the seams and getting those chunks and chunks and chunks. It's going to be little chunks, but not huge chunks.
Is he by far the guy who's going to be most excited about Arthur Smith?
Yes.
Yeah.
I know that for a fact.
What do you mean?
Yes. Yes.
I think Pat Freiermuth, if they do not add Brandon Ayuk, and I don't want to like go super hyperbolic here or anything, I think Pat Freiermuth is like sneaky the most important guy on the team this year. If it's George Pickens and all these other receivers we've named, I think Pat Freiermuth is going to be the guy. If he has a good season, they can have a good offense.
Yep.
If he does not have a good season or he's banged up like he was last year, I find it hard to believe that without a Freiermuth, or excuse me, that without an Ayuk, without a DK Metcalf, without name guy, Terry McLaurin, that they'd have a good year if that guy doesn't perform well.
Yep.
And I'm expecting big things out of Pat Freiermuth. What about the other guys? Connor Hayward.
He's going to have a sneaky good year. He's going to be used correctly. He's going to be used where he can actually utilize his attributes better than he ever has in the past. But the other two guys, Pruitt and Darnell Washington, they'll be the main blockers. Pat Freiermuth, I don't think you're going to see him blocking that much. He's going to be utilized in the slot as the third receiver, and he probably will play a lot of outside as well as at the receiver spot. I don't think he'll be blocking that much.
No, just be don't not a lot of inline.
Yeah, he's going to be Travis Kelce, like how they use him. Travis Kelce barely blocks.
He's a weapon.
Yes.
So Warren Sharp and Sharp Football have been ranking all the position units in the NFL day by day. In the Steelers wide receiver room, he has 28th in the league. And I buy that. Roman Wilson could be good. Calvin Austin, you're waiting for his breakout. George Pickens led the league last year in yards per reception. You can see reasons for optimism, but I can't disagree with that right now.
Right.
Now, if you fold the Freiermuth in there, perhaps you would change it if you did tight ends and wide receivers, but I can't quibble with where they have them right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Omar Khan understands that too. All right, we are breaking down the Steelers position by position on offense over the course of the show. We'll do running backs coming up at about 8:48. But coming up next, what do the Pirates have to do the rest of the way for the season to be a success? They are 100 games into this thing. There are only 62 now remaining. So what needs to be done for you to go, okay, that was a good year for the Pirates? Finish above 500? Do they got to get a wild card spot? Do they have to win the division? Do they have to win playoff rounds? We want to hear from you at 412-928-9370 on the Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. And the best caller is going to win a 4-pack of tickets and a food voucher to the Pony League World Series at Lou Hayes Pony Field from August 9th through August 14th. So get in line, 412-928-9370. And right now, fan weather, brought to you by Sun Chevy. It's the Chevy Summer Drive at Sun Chevrolet, up to $7,500 in rebates. Terms and conditions at sunchevy.com. Today, high 85.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's not just about watching the game, it's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it, it's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.